What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
The COVID stuff, the restrictions are being lifted.
Yes.
So,
yeah, let's talk about it because I'm like unaware. I don't know what's going on.
I'm in tune with it.
Is it 2 a.m. now? Is it in effect now?
It was 2 a.m. on Friday, last Friday.
Word?
Wow. Okay. So the COVID monster no longer comes out at 10 or 11 like they were telling us, but now.
Wow.
2 a.m. So I was working in the club Thursday and I had a plug talk thing with D-Mill and Rich the Plug at the Creative Space Friday at 5 p.m. You know, I usually worked till 5 p.m. at the club.
Yeah.
And I had it all worked out. And then like noon on Thursday, whatchamacallit, Waltz does his
the addresses.
Our text messages start going up in the club. Open till 2 tomorrow. So that means you got to be there till 7, Wiz. And I'm like, I already made plans for this dude to come in from 3 to 5. He got to pick his kids up at 5. So I thought I was fucked. But anyways, I worked that out. And yeah, we're back at it. So
nice,
It was right away. And everyone's like, nah, it's not till the 28th. And I was like, no, read the fucking mandate. It says tomorrow, 2 a.m. Tomorrow, right away, 2 a.m. There's no time restriction. And then the 28th of May, there'll be no social distancing or capacity restriction. Then July 1st, mask mandate gone. Everything's done.
Go back.
So we're
Lisa,
already,
Lisa said we got to rewind.
We're already
seriously because I haven't seen or heard any of
it. Okay, so I'll tell it again. So right now, as of last Friday at noon, no more time restriction anywhere. Restaurants, bars. Everything's open.
Okay, so everything's open until they close. Oh, yeah.
Minnesota time.
Pre-COVID hours.
COVID hours.
I was trying to get some food the other day, and it was like closed at 10.
They can choose to close, I guess. Maybe they're short. Like a lot of places might still be short staffed or whatever.
Lisa, what night was it, Lisa, that you're trying to get food?
It was the weekend.
I know a lot of businesses.
It might have been Friday.
A lot of businesses waited till Monday to start it, but thirsty as club and bar owners was like, let's go.
Yeah, it was
Friday. You got a babysitter? Who cares? You got to work.
Yeah, it was Friday.
So, but yeah, that started Friday, 2 a.m., no time restriction. So there's still supposed to be a capacity, I think 50%, and social distancing and masks in the clubs. But a lot of these Minnesota clubs, you walk in the club, there ain't not a mask being worn, and there's not enough social distancing happening. Nope. Like, I've been to a lot during this shit. So Friday the 28th of May, that's gone. There's no capacity restriction or social distancing going on. And then July 1st, everything's up. Mask mandate.
Is this because of the vaccines?
Yes.
Yeah, because they said once we get it could be actually earlier than July 1st, I think, as long as we get the 70%.
Right now they got 70% for July 1st.
Vaccines. Though. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Are you guys getting the vaccine?
That's a negative.
We already talked about this a few episodes back.
I know we did, but I don't
Lisa,
know.
Lisa got mind. It, though. Lisa got it.
I promise I don't have it.
I know.
Mm-mm. Lisa, I don't know.
Dad got it. He's getting his second shot. My dad's here now. Yeah. He's getting his second shot. He's going back home this weekend. He's getting his home is Philly. He's getting a second shot. My mom and my sister are now thinking about it. First, they were like me. They were like, we're not getting it. Now they're like, well, maybe. I'm like, what?
My mom got it. Because before she was like, I don't know. She was on the fence. But listen, I was like, you're at risk. You're older, so it makes sense for you to get it. Me, okay. I'm not going to get it because I'm not at risk. I'm, you know, still fresh.
Did she get sick at all?
She did get sick. Yep.
She did get sick. Bad sick or just like?
Yeah, she was in bed for a few days.
Really?
She had like the flu.
My sister was too, really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
My dad said he had the chills the day after the shot, and after that he felt like $1 million after his second shot.
Which vaccine did she get?
My dad.
Don't mind. My dad
did Pfizer. My mom did the other one.
Moderna. My mom got Moderna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And honestly, though, my mom's had it, got her second shot a few weeks ago, and she still has a little fatigue on and off. So, you know, but she doesn't regret getting it.
Well, if you want my update, I'm still not getting, and I'm not being funny about it. I don't knock anyone for getting it, so don't knock me for not getting it.
Right.
It's people's choice and their people's opinions and what you want to do. I need more research before I even budge.
My homeboy was going back and forth with me the other day. Like, he's like, I seen too many. So a lot of his family members passed away because of COVID.
Yeah.
He's like, I seen too many people that I love passed away. You need to get it. Why don't you? He's like, I don't understand Black people. Why do we don't get the stuff that we need? And oh, he went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I'm just like, I hear what you're saying. And I agree to a certain extent what you're saying, but I'm not gonna get it. Like, I'm not gonna say never, but right now, how I feel now, I don't want to get it right now.
Right now, I don't either. There's not enough.
I don't want to get it. And but he was really just like, no, we need to get it. Our community, we need to get it. And he was saying how in Chicago, he lives in Chicago. He was saying how like, Caucasian people are coming to like the inner city hospital areas because Black people are not trying to get the shot.
Mm.
He was like, we're just dumb. We're just so like.
I mean, you know, people are just cautious, right? And
that's
That's what I said. And man, I don't.
America's done some more fucked up shit. So we got to just be cautious.
That's what I said. And he's like, he doesn't understand the logic. He doesn't get it. I'm like, you still have to wear your mask right now. And you still can't get COVID right now. Like, if you get the vaccine, like.
My mom, dad, sisters, brother-in-law, nieces, all vaccinated. They're all looking at me crazy. I still told them yesterday, like, nope. It's cool, though. Like, carry on.
So, like, your whole family, basically.
My whole family is vaccinated but me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except for the kids, you know what I mean? But like my nieces in their 20s, my sisters are older than me, my mom and dad, aunts. Yeah, everyone got it.
And I think more people would
My mom believes the news, though. My mom believes fucking that the weather's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow. And she believes that 9/11, I ain't going to get into it.
That's a whole nother show, Wiz.
That'll be a whole nother show. I'm just saying, I'm the baby conspiracy theorist. Black sheep of my family, so.
Okay. I was going to say, I think more people would be more willing to get the vaccine if it was pushed, like, once you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear your mask and you can go back to regular life. When people hear, oh, you got to get the vaccine, but you still got to wear that mask, you still have to live like you lived before you got the vaccine, then people are like, well, why would I even get it then? Does it work or not? If it works, then why do I need the mask? So there was actually a poll, and I think it said 15% more people would be 15% more likely to get the vaccine if they didn't have to wear the mask and could go back to their regular life after they got it.
Yeah, the vaccine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy who got arrested for making fake vaccination cards?
No. Where was this?
America, the hustler, baby.
You seen it?
No, you know that was coming, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I said. I was like, where he at, though?
They got bootleg polo shit. Of course they're going to have bootleg.
I want to say it was Ohio. I want to say he was from Ohio. Could be wrong, though. But I was cracking up. I'm like, here we go.
You know he's not the only one doing that. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Shout out to...
I was in high school, y'all, my homeboy stole... What's it called? The stamp. Notarize a notary stamp.
Oh,
and then we got a blank birth certificate, and we printed out 1,000 of them bitches, y'all. We had the whole
birth certificate.
We took the birth certificate with the notary stamp and typed in our birth date and our name. I was David John Wilson or Dave. No wait,
I don't think Wilson. Share this type of
information. I don't think the statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations gone. I'm not gonna tell who, what, when, where, but. We was bumping them bitches for 200, but we had the whole hood with fake IDs, yo. That's why I'm desensitized from strip clubs, because I was going at 16, man.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to Kel in the comment section. She said, I got Pfizer and only had a sore arm for 24 hours, nothing else.
But Lisa, my point is, that's how quick shit can happen like that.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm amazed at that type of stuff still. Like, hello.
No, there's going to be a lot of that floating around.
Yeah.
For sure.
We had the notarized stamp, bro. The real
shit. That's wild.
They couldn't look at the birth certificate. They couldn't look at it and say, well, it was stamped notarized.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Who thinks of that, Wiz? Only you.
Bro, I've thought of, we'll get into that. That's another episode, too.
That's another episode.
Many ways to make the money.
That's a fact. The Twin City Tone Podcast.